it's like, wow, this actually worked. They said, we are soldiers of God, and we're going to go and fight this battle. They were all standing in the queue. They all marched down. You know, when we got downstairs in the lift, I said that, and they got out, and they all stood, and they were marching. Like down. I thought, people must think, what is this woman doing? Yes, against marching, you know, to go through the doors. So that's just a fun way, you know, to get them to stand in a row, and you can actually have control then. It's not kids just running over to the venue. I don't know, does everybody know when we do kids' church? Downstairs. Is the YMCA, so it's the next double door, glass doors that you go in, and then you go to your left, and there's a room there. Okay.
So the song is going to play, maybe not on this Sunday, but soon the song is going to play. So that happens just after the offering, okay? So make sure when you are on duty that you take the kids as quick as possible, encourage them to go as quick as possible, and that's why we put in that door as well. So there's a little bit of a commotion happening, especially now in the winter, because they have to put their coats on, they have to put their hats on and everything. So just make sure that that time doesn't take up all your lesson time. So make it quick, make your way out to that door, and rather go and gather there at the coats and stuff in front and make it possible for the worship team to go on here and not being disrupted. Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right, memory verse time. Okay, so today we got a new memory verse, okay? Very exciting. It's out of the book of Mark. You know who Mark is. Come on, who's Mark? Come on, who's Mark? Mark, is it?
One of Jesus'
disciples. Yes, okay. So we are going to, so what we do with the kids, okay, we really want to get them excited about the Bible, okay, because that is the greatest book, okay, that we ever have. So at the moment, we're doing Genesis, okay, we're doing Genesis, and I'm going to talk a little bit later about Genesis, but it is amazing how they actually get the Word of God in a silly little game that you're going to play. Okay, so let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Okay, guys, our aim is to bring the children to God, that they not just go know God by name, but they know God, His love and His power at all times. Okay, so we're going to do a silly little game. You're going to run. I'm going to call out your name. You're going to run. You're going to put on the glasses, okay? See, Nolita, we're going to put on the glasses. We're going to put on the hat. We're going to put on the hat. We're going to put on the gloves. And you're going to open the present one layer at a time. In the present is some fun things, but the memory verse is in there as well, just a piece. Once we have all the memory verse, we're going to put it together. Do you understand? Okay? So, let's see who is going to start this game. I think Ian. Ian, come on, get that first. Look at, do you need a yellow card? Okay, come on, run it quickly, quickly. Yes.
Come on, Ian.
Double glass, hat. And then unwrap the present, one layer at a time. Okay, come on, you can do it. Is there a memory verse in? Yes, there is. It says belongs. Okay, next one. Let's call on Jackie. Jackie, come on, gloves on. Gloves on, hat on. You must take it with you. You must take it with you. Yes, you must take it with you. Okay. Go. Come on. Oh, Charlotte did do a good job. Okay, next is Marit. Marit, come on. Is there one in? Clever, two at a time. Well, lucky you. Oh, not lucky you. Elmery, come on, Elmery. Go, 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 go. Oh, guys, we're getting there. We're getting there. And the next one is Nigel. You, I will not forget you, Nigel. Come on, let's go. So how many words do we have so far? Oh, Nalita, why did you come and open one for us, eh? Come, Nalita, open one for us. Sometimes it takes time, but they love it. Okay. Little cha. I take that one with you. Okay, next one, Hanku. Okay, let's see, is there anything in that, in the, any, oh yes there is, number one, oh Elizabeth! Go Elizabeth, go! Okay, we're getting there. Guys, we're almost there. You know, I don't want to be funny, but kids are much quicker than you are. Come on, Dom, you can do it. Can I open it? That one, yeah. Open that layer. Oh, Dom has got it, but. Oh, Dom has got it, but. There's your sweet. There's. Oh. Has got it, Dad. What's this? You can open another one. Go, go, go. Yes, go, go, go. Oh, another Dad. Oh, my word.
Wait.
It's about the memory verse, guys. We're doing children's chair. Charlotte, come on. Come on. The baby needs some sweets. Okay, so now, let's see, can anybody remember while Charlotte is cleaning up there, the last, I think that's the last one. Is that the last one?
No,
I will have to go.
Oops.
Lucas is going to come and do it for us.
Go, Luca, you can do it. Mom, it's much easier with the hands. Okay. So now, everybody's eating the sweets. Okay. See, I didn't do the rules right, because normally I would say, you can't eat the sweets, go and put it in your litter. Reward. Well done, Almery. I'm so proud of you. Okay. Ian, really, you were not a good example. Okay, so see, so once we've done that, okay, everybody's got the memory verse. Can anybody tell me what the memory was? I read it out in the beginning. Can you remember the first letter? Yeah, it's somewhere there, but not the first. Okay, so who's got letter? Okay, can we put it on the floor, please? Anybody's got little children? Okay, after that is come to me. It says little children, then come to me. And do not hinder them. For the kingdom. Oh, I've got the. For the kingdom. Oops! Belongs. It's raining. For the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Okay. So today we just did it once, but normally what I love to do is to put them in two groups. Okay. Normally I'm trying to put them in two groups with boys and girls, but they love boys against girls. So I make a little competition about it. So I will have two packets wrapped up, and the first team to put their memory verse together, they get a reward as well. Okay, so guys, I normally give out a lesson plan. I'll email a lesson plan to you, and it's got the memory verse on. It gives you a game. So don't think you have to go and think out games every week. I do that. Just in last time, a few weeks ago, we did Lego, and we did the strong tower of God. We did Babylon, but we said, you know, the people were wrong with Babylon, because God needs to be our strong tower. So we put... And we build a tower, but with Lego. And we had the memory verse on each block. We had the part of the memory verse that says, God is our strong tower. Another one is we had a washing line once. And there was cloth that I wrote the memory verse, and also in pieces, and cloth. And they had to put it in the right order, but running and putting, hanging the washing up. So we played different games to get the memory verse into them. Into their little hearts. Okay. But now, boys and girls, we're getting to the most exciting part of Kids Club. And that is to hear God's voice. To hear what God wants to tell us. Okay. So I want you to be quiet. Okay. I want you to open your heart and open your mind so that God can speak clearly to you. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask, Father, that you will reveal your word to us today, Father. Lord, I thank you for every child that is here today, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you will show your word to them in Jesus' mighty name. And we all say amen. Okay. So, boys and girls, what do you think was Jesus' favorite game when he was a child? What do you think? It couldn't be Pokemon. Because Pokemon wasn't there. No, it couldn't be cars, because there were no cars. What do you think? Jackie, what do you think was his favorite game? Hide and seek. Yeah, that can be a good one. Okay. What toys do you think he had? Oh.
How many toys?
That's an interesting question. You know, what toys do you think? It will be definitely a wooden toy. Okay. But boys and girls, just remember, Jesus was a boy. He was just a little boy growing up in a little town with dusty roads. He also had the same problems that you have. He also had a mommy and a daddy. He also had brothers and sisters. So Jesus knows you very well because he also grew up just like you. I'm sure there was days as well that he didn't feel very well. Where kids were teasing him. Because remember, a lot of people in that town knew that his mommy and his daddy didn't go get together the right way. Okay. So he was teased as well. So Jesus knows children very, very well. And we see it in his word all over the Bible. And that is so exciting, you know, that he has time for you. That he has respect for you. And you know, he used the word to even teach the adults by using children. Okay, so first of all, boys and girls, Jesus has got respect for you. He respects you where you are right now. He knows how you feel. It's not new to him. It says in his word, do not despise or feel scornful toward the little ones. For I tell you that in heaven these angels always are in the presence and look upon the face of my Father. So don't think because you are little, God doesn't see you. He does see you. And he's got a great, great plan for your life. The second thing that I want to talk to you about is time. You know what? Jesus always had time for people. Okay? Remember, Jesus didn't have dishes to wash. Okay? Okay? Jesus doesn't have dishes to wash. God doesn't have dishes to wash. God always have time for you. He's got time for you when you're on the playground. He's got time for you when you're scared in your bed. He's got time for you, okay, when you're not feeling so well. God always have time for you. You know what? Jesus had a very, very, very busy schedule, okay? He had to see thousands of people, okay? And one day, okay, all the people wanted to see Jesus, and the disciples got freaked out, and they said, no, you can't see Jesus. And Jesus said, no, come to me. Don't stand in the way of the children. Come to me. So boys and girls, God always have time. Every single day. So, guys, I want to bring it back to you as well. God has time for you. When you prepare the lesson, make time to prepare the lesson. I know sometimes the week is very busy and you feel like, oh, my word, now I have to do kids' church. Okay? But, guys, do you know how precious that time is? It's always amazing that when I have to make time to prepare the lesson, how the lesson actually talks to me. It talks to me. And when it talks to me, then I can talk to the children. Okay? Never think you're not going to receive when you prepare your lesson. It was amazing a few weeks ago, I was on duty with Mariette, and we did Abraham and Sarah. And our Sarah was, sorry, I might get emotional about this, but Sarah was old, she couldn't have children, and we were just talking about it, you know, who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe God? You gave a promise to Sarah, you're going to have children, or are you going to look at yourself? And at that moment, it just dropped my spirit, share with the kids. And I was like, God, I don't want to share. I don't want to share. God said, share. And I shared with them. And I told them, this is where Ian and I'm at. And you know what? Afterwards, I got a hug and said, we will pray for you. And things like that. When kids come and they just surround you, they minister to you. Don't always think when you stand up front, you're ministering to them. They turn around and minister to you. So make the time to prepare, okay? There's also, Zoe did a lesson, I don't even know who it was with. She did a lesson with hammers, that sometimes the life comes and it hits you like a hammer on the head. And she was at our house and we were talking and she said to me, just remember, you can get up when a hammer strikes you once, okay? And it was just like, wow, yes, you're right. A hammer strikes me, but I can get up. I can carry on with life. So never think, okay, that a child can't minister to you. Okay, value. Boys and girls, you are precious. You know what? God made you for a specific reason. God loves you. You were not just made. God chose you. He chose you while you were formed in your mother's womb. He made you. So you are absolutely valued to God. Okay? Again, guys, I'm going to bring it back to you. Every child that you see is valued to God. And that's why I will really encourage you when you come to church, even if you're not on duty, okay, greet them by their name. Just say, hi, Nolita, how are you? Okay? Or every child that you see, I make a point of it, okay, that I go and speak to a child. I look him in the eyes and I say his name to him. And I'm not very good with names, okay? So sometimes I'm like, you know, but I want you to, because that's the way they feel valued. And like I said in the beginning with rules, if you value a child and you build a relationship with a child and then you come along and you bring discipline in, then you have a good foundation. Okay, but if I'm not going to know a child, if I'm not going to value a child and I bring in discipline, it's going to be chaos. Okay, I have to value them. I have to have a relationship with them. Okay. And that, and then I can discipline them. And you know what? When you talk in a lesson, they listen to you. Because you listen to them in chaos in the front there. When they tell you about that bubble gum of gooey stuff. And it's amazing what they tell you sometimes. And you ask, how was your week? Oh, I met these wonderful, crazy things. Okay. The other thing is that I want to say is blessed. You know what? Jesus took time to bless every child. He took them up. It says in Mark 10 that he picked them up one by one and he put his hand on them and blessed them. You are a blessing to them. Don't think you just come and you do kids' church, you're not blessing them. Because you took the time, because you took the relationship, you are a blessing to them. But you also have a responsibility to bless them. So what I normally do is every Sunday when I close off, I put my hand on their heads while I was praying. And I say, Lord, bless these children this week that they will have a great week. Okay? Because we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to give God's blessing out to them as well. I pray for them that they will have a good week. You know, it's heartbreaking when they tell you that their friends don't want to play with them anymore. And you just think, oh, but they're so nice. Okay? But if you have that moment with them, they will come and share that with you. Okay? They will come and share, and then you can pray with them. Okay? So bless them. And remember, children are blessings from God. I've got this little bag in my handbag. It's an African proverb that says, children are blessings from God. Never forget it, even in drought. Okay. Then the last thing that I want is trust. Okay? God, Jesus really trusts people. Jesus really trusts the children. He used them as examples in all his lessons. A lot of his lessons, he used them as examples. And we just touched, there's a few that were said this morning, but you know,
we must trust. How do I put it? We must trust God because He chose you to go and minister to these children. And sometimes, okay, we don't feel like we're equipped. But we must trust God because He chose you. Trust God that He chose you. You might not even trust yourself at that moment and think, what am I doing? Okay, what am I doing? Okay, but trust God that He's going to do miracles through you. Just be the vessel. You will be amazed what God can do with you. Even when you feel the lowest of low, God can still use you. If God can use a donkey, guys, please. Okay? He can use you. So trust God. When you go into that classroom and you have to do the lesson, trust God. So I'm just going to... What we always do is we always have a Bible lesson. Okay, it's all biblical based. Okay, so for instance, tomorrow Jackie is doing Jacob and Esau. Okay, so she's running through the story. Okay, Jacob and Esau. You all know the story. Jacob did a terrible thing. Listen, if Hercules did that to me, I will not be happy. Okay, to go and steal my birthright, I will go oi. Okay, I will not be happy. Okay. But the story of what we're trying to get through to them. So she is going to tell the story, okay, of Jacob and Esau and the whole story. But we're not going to focus on that. We're not going to focus on the bad things that Jacob did. We're going to focus on what God told Jacob. And God told Jacob, I will be with you and I will bless you. He overlooked the wrong that he did. Okay, but we're going to focus on what God loves you even when you do things wrong in life. Because, man, we all do things wrong and God still loves us. So that's going to be our focus tomorrow, okay, for Kids Church. So we always have a Bible story and it's in this form. I will always put it on the Bible lesson and what we're going to focus on for that time. And then we always have an object lesson as well. So boys and girls, what's this? It's orange. It's orange. Is it nice? Just like this? You have to peel it off. Okay. Now, sometimes, okay, we have to take things away to get to the juicy bits. Okay. So sometimes there's things that keep us from getting to Jesus. Okay, so let's think of a few things. What do you think can keep us away from Jesus? Come on. Okay, I've got one TV. I've got TV. Anything else? Toys. Toys can keep us away, like TV games, yes. Slime. Okay, sometimes sport. Okay. Friends. PlayStation. PlayStation. Work. Yes.
Sleep.
For teenagers, phones. Yeah, and sleep. Okay. Mind thing. Okay, these are all the things, okay, that can keep us from Jesus. Okay, so we have to remove it, don't we? If we want to get to Jesus, we have to take that away. We have to take away some time on TV. We have to take time away from the iPhone. We have to take time away from the PlayStation. We even have to take time away from work. We have to take time away from the slime. Okay. Okay. We have to take time... Okay, away from our friends. And we have to take time away from the TV. And only then we get the stew to taste the goodness of God. Okay. So, boys and girls, we're going to make time. We're going to take obstacles away this week, okay, to get
to Jesus. But I want to challenge you as well. Who are you bringing to Jesus? What is keeping you from bringing your friends to Jesus? So I'm going to challenge you this week. We are going to think about, how can we bring kids to church? What is keeping us from bringing kids to church? Have you ever told the friends at school about church? Have you ever told them about the fun you're having at church? Okay, so we're going to think, sometimes we're just a little bit shy, ain't we? We don't want to tell them about church. Okay, but maybe we should get the courage to say, come to church, we're having fun. Okay, so maybe you just want to play with them all the time. But you can play with them at church, can't you? And they can get to know Jesus. So let's see how we're going to get children to church. Because we don't want to be like the disciples, do we? That keeps children from Jesus, do we? No. We want to bring children to Jesus. You know, it doesn't even just have to be children. It can be mommy and daddy. It can be your grandma or your grandpa. Or it can be your neighbor. You can invite them to come to church. Don't be the obstacle. Be the solution. So, boys and girls, let's say thank you to God, okay? We're going to keep our eyes closed just for a minute and ask God to tell you what you must remove from your life that brings Him closer to you, but also who you should invite to come to Jesus. So close your eyes for a few seconds. So Lord Jesus, I want to thank you, Father, for your word, Father. And Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, that every person that is here, that you have time for them, that you respect them, that you love them. Yeah, Father, I thank you, Lord. Lord, and that you will speak to us through this week about the things that is keeping us from you and who we should bring closer to you. In Jesus' mighty name, and we all say, Amen. Okay. So, that's how we do the lesson. Okay. Guys, when I put the lesson plan together, it's really, I don't expect you to do it exactly like I do. Okay? Yeah. So, that's how you normally get it. Okay? I don't expect you to do it exactly like that. All I want you to get over is the Word of God. You don't have to use my object lesson or anything. This is tools for you to help you. Like for instance, when Mariette and I did Kids Church, we had a thing about if you put a lot of like flour and eggs and things, if you put it down on the table, does that make a cake? No, it doesn't make a cake. Okay, you have to use it to make a cake. And then Marihit phoned me and she said to me, oh my God, I don't have an oven, I can't bake cakes. So I'm like, okay. but then she went on the internet and she found a recipe for Play-Doh. And it was amazing because she used the different, like for instance, the eggs was, there was no eggs, sorry. The flour was obedience, okay. The oil was prayer. Faith, see, I can't remember, the water, but every ingredient had a specific task, and then the recipe book was the Bible, okay, and the mixing was like, life is sometimes freaking hard, you know, so we had stirred to mix it all together, but look at the end, something wonderful came out, and they absolutely loved it. They couldn't stop talking about it, and it was actually, me and Marie, it was like, oh, they're just going to remember the dough and not the lesson. But the next week when I asked them and I said to them, okay, it was like whoop, 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 whoop. They came up with all the ingredients immediately. And they said, yeah, that's life's recipe. Okay, you have to be obedient. You have to pray. You have to have the Holy Spirit. And I was really amazed. Okay, so like Marihead did, you don't have to use exactly. If you just, you can change it as you want. The same with a memory verse. She came up with she put a lot of different notes in a little bowl that says you must jump while saying the memory verse, or you must sing the memory verse. And then to my little nieces, they were so horrified when their aunt started to rap the memory verse, because I was so not cool. And the mic was like, oh my word. But, you know, she just used something different, okay? Because, guys, it's just me, okay? I don't have all the answers. You might have come up with much more brilliant ideas and things. So please, don't feel like you have to. It's just a structure. And I'm a phone call away, okay? If I'm not answering the phone, just leave a message. I will eventually get back to you. Or drop me an email. Ask me. Really, I would love to help you. We are a team. This is not a one-man band. Okay? We are a team that's going to influence the nations. Because the nations are on our doorstep. And together we can go far. There's not an I in a team. Okay? So please, please just ask me, and I'm here to help you.
Okay. Like Margo said, you have it in front of you, the whole lesson plan, and I'm just encouraging people this morning, if you're here and you feel a little bit overwhelmed, maybe you put your name on already as just an helper, it's really not so bad just to be a teacher as well, because everything is on paper. You just need to do it. It's really, you just take your paper, and maybe what did you have to prepare this morning, Margo? You had to prepare an orange, and you had to wrap a gift, and just, you know, so it's not that hard. So in the future, if God speaks to you to help us as a teacher, even that if we are growing in the church and we have more specific group ages, because that's really a need for us, as for our children, as you can think now, a 2 and a 3 and a 4 year old don't go with 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 year old. So please just know that everything is there for you. You don't have to think about everything and source the things and make plans and stuff. That's why we have, like Margo said, a team, and also, yeah, somebody taking the lead for that for you. So just don't be intimidated and think it's really hard work and I can't do it. And even like Margo say, just be available. We'll just give you everything, okay, that you need. Even if you don't have time during the week to get the resources, we will buy the orange for you. just help us being there. That's a great need that we have at the moment. So, Nigel, what is the first thing in children's church that you do when you go with the children? What is our first outline or our structure? What is the thing that we do? Welcome and worship. Okay, can everybody say welcome and worship? Okay. Okay, just to keep you awake. Ian, and then what do then? So I think we must stick that on every Sunday for the teachers as well. Okay. Birthdays and rules. Can everybody say birthdays and rules? Okay. So we are now at the memory verse and lesson. As you saw the memory verse now and you saw the lesson now. So before we move to the snack and chat, we already had a little bit of snack and chat, so we were cheating today. We have 2 snack and chats. So, we're just going to do the arts and crafts bit for now. So when it comes to arts and craft, I just want to tell you that there needs to be a variety. It needs to be interesting. It needs to be creative, okay? You can't give the children every Sunday just a coloring page. A coloring page is nice, but soon this will not be nice for the children only to have this. So this is very nice to have it, but not only this. So we need to have a variety. So variety, if I just name a few, we can have coloring, we can have, sorry, are you both arts and crafts already? Sorry, I was thinking that was on the, I'm talking in the light. And I'm walking in the light. Okay, so the next one is, yes. So if I can just think of a few, it's coloring, it's cut and paste, it's dough, drawing, painting, construction out of waste material, collage, tear and paste, decorating with stickers, feathers, buttons, etc. So on a Sunday, you don't need to have all of those things, okay? But this is also now coming to Margot and Charlotte, helping you getting in that way of to make it a variation, okay? So we will, in a time of maybe a month or 2 months or 3 months, we will vary the arts and crafts. And also remember something interesting that Charlotte said yesterday. When we do art, and Ian will also say that's true, when we do art like painting and stuff, we don't give the child so many instructions because we have to let him just do what he wants to express. And maybe it's the wrong thing that he's painting, maybe it's not what you really told him to do, but that's his free way of expressing. And when it comes to sometimes with craft things, then there is sometimes a little bit of instructions needed because otherwise it's going to flop. So so just make sure, and that's what I want to tell you, is that... just make sure that you have all the things that you need for your craft. As you see there on the table, what we're going to do is set out your things beforehand. Those little cups that we have there, it's available for you. I forgot to say, we don't use that anymore for the teachers that was teachers previously. We used to use that for drinking. We're not using that for drinking anymore. We use the throwaway cups, okay? So we've got... you know how it looks like, the ones that we're using in the foyer? Just throw them away. We're not going to wash the cups. So those cups are for your stationery and for whatever you want to display. So use that. And if you want, you know, you can bring your own stuff as well. Just make it nice for the children. It's not nice for the children if they are doing crafts and art and you are... you know, trying to get all your stuff. You're sitting here and you say to them, oh, today we're going to do this, and you're struggling, where's the scissors, where's the, you know, like that. It's not working. So you have to set up your things beforehand. Just make sure that everything, if it comes to arts and craft, I must say that's children. They like to see things, you know, like being displayed. And that's also a thing that Jackie likes a lot. She said to me, for her, it's very important that the kids see a display. They need to see what is happening today, and it makes them excited. It's also a little bit of a challenge because some of the little children wants to touch it, and they wants to feel it, and they want to maybe even start beforehand. But just tell them, and that's where that thing is coming in again. Remember, we will come to the arts and craft later. We are here now. Okay, so just get them focused again. So yeah, so for those of you that doesn't know, construction out of waste material, that is, for instance, you make a butterfly or something and you use old rolls of, not toilet rolls, what is the bigger one? Kitchen roll, sorry. You use kitchen roll, you use toothpaste, you know, things like that. So that is construction. And then collage is when you tear something and you paste it and you make a collage and stuff. But there's a lot of books there at the back. Sorry, I'm saying it, Margot. There's a lot of books there at the back that you can have a look there. Go and page through it in your lunchtime. Charlotte took the effort of bringing a lot of books. If you want to borrow the book from Charlotte, please do so. If you want some ideas. And like I said, you can even help Margot giving, you know, ideas. She's open for that. So please don't think that you can't say what you want to say or do what you want. Maybe you've got great ideas. So please share with us and share with Margot. Pop her an email and tell her, I saw this online, or I saw this great idea. So let's make it interesting, creative, and let's make a variety for the children. And like I said, number two, focus on two, but also have one extra ready just for in case. Margot, give the options in the lesson plan like you saw. Filing of leftovers. Margot is going to tell you just now of a way of not throwing things away that we need, that we use, that we can use in the future again. I'm not talking about things that needs to be thrown away. I'm talking about cardboard, whatever that is. We don't don't just throw everything away, we use it again. So just make sure, Margo is going to explain to you just now, of a filing system, of a crate system, that is really important at children's church. You can't just chuck all your things in a crate after you finish and expect somebody else to file it for you. So Margo is going to explain to you just now about that. Okay, so please make sure that we do that, and that brings me to number four, crates. So filing and crates are really important, and also because we don't have a fixed venue, we need to respect the one that is on duty the next Sunday. So Margo is going to tell you, because it's really chaos if you just leave all your stuff as it is for the next one to receive chaos. Okay, that's not nice. So she will explain to you. Then, what for me is very important, before I come to number five, I just want to know, to give you a tip on number six. Maybe some of you know it, that is teachers. You never ask a child, when you walk past a child and they're doing something, you never ask a child, "So what is this?" You don't ask them that, because that feels to the child that you can't figure out what they're doing, and it feels to them, "Can't you see?" So you rather ask the child, "Tell me about your painting," or "Tell me about your drawing," or something like that, but not pointing at it and say, "What is this?" Okay, so that's just something that I know from the past. And then, what is very important, don't spend all your time on it, but it is really important that you give clear instructions of what they need to do. So I'm just going to instruct this one, and then Margo is going to tell you. So we are actually going to do what the children is doing on a Sunday. So just take off your adult shoes for now a little bit, and just bear with us before lunch, then we will break for lunch. So what I want to say about number five is explain the activity, give clear instructions, and show an example. So for instance, we had this thing about the creation, the story of creation. So it looks like this when it was still in the packet. So it was very nice. Jackie did that Sunday. So explain to them, take all the parts out, explain to them how the thingy is working, how this thing is working. Don't expect them, if you put it there, just tell them, "Okay, now we're doing arts and crafts." You have to show them, you have to instruct them, you have to show them exactly how it works. And then also have one that is finished yet. Already finished, okay? So some of you, so I didn't do it today, so forgive me, but you have to have the outcome. So you have to show them this is how it's going to look on the end. It needs to go around like this. You have to show them this is how it works, and this is how you put this thing in, and this is how it's going to be on the end, and I want you to color it in, and da-da-da-da. So you have to give them all the instructions and show them the end result, okay? So Margo is going to explain to you, just to add on to the lesson that she did today, what you're going to do at the tables, and remember, I just want to say what she said earlier. It's just so amazing for me that God is so in control of everything. You know that when we planned this and when we had a meeting about this day, and it was already in, was it in January? December? Yeah, we started to talk about November last year, and in January we planned. We didn't know of the focus of the church at that moment. So isn't it amazing that as we plan this, this is exactly the focus of the church at the moment of trusting God for five people, bringing them to the Lord. So Margaret's going to explain to you.
Just before I explain, sorry, just to get back to the crates and the stuff. My wonderful husband released me to come here on a Wednesday, because he's actually my boss at work, that I can come here on a Wednesday and prepare for the Sunday. So if you have anything that you want to do, and it's, you know, if you can please let me know which craft you would like to do on the Sunday, if you know, that I gave on the list, because I need to buy those things. And then also, if you have another idea, if you're not going to buy it yourself, you need to let me know, okay, so that I can buy it and put it in the box on a Wednesday. So I'm going to come Wednesdays, and I'm going to try and sort out the boxes for you and get it ready. But guys, if you can please, like she said, just look after the boxes. So I've made a little, just for those who, like Jackie, for you tomorrow, there's not one big crate anymore, because, man, I broke my back to carry that. We actually have now three crates, okay, one with the Bibles, one with all the biscuits and stuff with, and then this little one with the craft and the games in, okay? And then I'm going to put that in a bag for you that you can carry it in a bag. Because you can ease. And guys, please ask people in church to help you. Yeah, the bigger, like on Sunday, we had to leave quickly downstairs because they had a birthday party afterwards. And I gave each child something to carry, and they were happy to carry it upstairs. Okay, and that's also why we made it in a few. I know it's more to maybe go down twice, but it's just for your back and all of that. So please, by Wednesday, please, okay, let me know that I can pack the boxes. And then for today's craft, so boys and girls, we spoke about who we're going to bring to church, okay, and obstacles. Okay, so first of all, can you think of 5 people that you would like to bring to church? I can think of 5. I can think of John, my neighbor. I can think of my other neighbor, Louise. But you know what? I can't bring them to church. They live in Staines, man. That's far. But I want to bring them to church. But you know what? I can pray for them. They can go to a church close to their house. So yes, I've got John. Oh, and I've got Sean. But Sean lives in South Africa. Can we do anything about that? Yes, we can pray for him. Okay, so don't just think of people that you can bring to this church. Okay, you must think of people, maybe they're far, far away. Okay, so we've got the high five. High five, high five, give high, give low. Okay, on each finger, you're going to write somebody's name. Okay, you're going to write somebody's name that you want to bring to God, that you want to bring to God and ask God to please touch their lives. Okay, so write in the finger name of somebody. And in the palm, okay, there's some stickers and there's some pencils and then you're going to decorate it. Okay, all the fun things. So, you know what? I made a hand once with a little house and I made like a path to the church. Okay, so you can do things like that you want to do. Okay, the other thing is, okay, we can walk. We're going to do the walk and the talk, okay? So in each toe, you've got 5 little toes, okay? You're going to write somebody's name. You've got a toe or you're going to finger, okay? But you're going to write the names in the toes, okay? Because you know what? I can also walk to my neighbor and go and tell him about Jesus, okay? I can walk to Louise, I can tell. You know what? I can even walk to Sainsbury's and smile to one of the cashiers and say, Jesus loves you. Okay, so write the names in the toes, in the fingers, and decorate the rest of the stuff. And there's also some coloring pages. If you really, really, really want to, you can coloring in.
So for that, you will say, for instance, you will say to a child, so if you finish with decorating, and if you finish with that, and while you're waiting for your friends, there's a coloring page for you to do, so you can do the coloring page, or if you can take it with you, or you can just finish it. And then also, Margot, if you can just explain, she gave already also 2 other options, so she's just going to quickly explain to you. So maybe you think when you're doing your lesson, I'm not up to doing a coloring page, I'm not up to doing the foot or the whatever. So there was 2 other options, so I'm just going to explain to you on the lesson.
The other one was clay or dough, Play-Doh, okay, that they make a basket and then they make little obstacles or little objects to put in the basket, and each object represents the person that they want to reach out, because a basket gets carried, okay, to wherever they have to go. The other was a spinner. Remember as a child, I don't know, those spinners that you pull the string. So you also write the names and you make like nice bright patterns. And if you spin it, it makes the world go round. Okay, so you can draw even the map of the world, and then with the faces and the names of the people. Okay, so there was 4, but we decided just to do the coloring and the hands and feet. Okay, so please, guys, don't feel you have to do everything that I give you again. All right.
I just want to say again, we're not there yet, so we can't do it at the moment because it's chaos then. It's too many resources and too many things. But
there will come a time that our children's church is going to be very big. And then we can do it to make, for instance, two tables. So the one table you will have, for instance, the coloring things, and the other one you will have the decorating things. So you will just tell the children to, because of space, then you tell them to do that first. And when they finish, they just shift over to that table. So we will come there, but we're not there yet, okay? And also for kids, that is very fast. You will have maybe a corner with the dough there and with a print, what do you call the cookie cutters. And if there's a boy or a girl that really works very fast, they can go and sit in that corner and make the basket so long. But for now, we don't do it because it's too much resources, it's not enough children, and it's just hard work for you to prepare five different activities. Okay.
Great, guys. Go and choose your cheese.
So I love arts and crafts so much, and it's the thing I miss most about being a teacher. So when I get to do it with the kids, it's a really special time. And yeah, a couple of things I just wanted to add was I like to consider all the children. I find sometimes it's really hard to get Ethan or sometimes Christian, as just two examples, to do the crafts. And they like, I think it's good to have like a variety of what you can do with them. Ethan loves to colour and draw, so even if I've got something else, I like to just make sure I've got something I know Ethan would do if he won't do the other one. Or, you know, if the kids aren't in a good mood, they're not going to want to do that stuff, so have like a backup or something so they can do as well. Some of you might have like received the little love hearts I made with the children. We were doing about serving the children, and actually I was running out of time, so I just did it right in that moment and was like, okay, I'm just going to cut you some love hearts out, and you can like write to someone in the church that you're not related to and how you're going to serve them. And the kids were like, oh, can we use the glitter? And my head was like, no, you can't use the glitter, I'm gonna have to clean all the glitter up. But they loved it so much. And I think like sometimes it's so easy to like think so practically, like the glitter's going to go everywhere, the glue's going to stick to the table and I'm going to get soap. But like, if you kind of get over that, the children have so much more fun. And yeah, they went and gave those love hearts to people in the church, and they were so proud of what they'd made, and people were so happy to receive those things. So I think, you know, when possible, like, do get over that hump of the mess, because they love that extra mile just a little bit. A bit further if they can. Look, Dong loves his. He's still got his. The glitter took me ages to clean up, but it was worth it. So yeah, be, you know, happy to go that extra mile.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that's a very good thing that Jackie is saying now, that if you prepare your lesson, especially the crafts and arts, think through it. It's really important that you think through it, because sometimes if you don't think through it, you don't think of what is the possibility of maybe the water falling over or the, you know, the glitter or whatever. So apart from thinking through it to get over it of not doing it because you're just afraid to do it, also just get, you know, not everybody is teachers. So when you study to be a teacher, that is something that you learn. You learn that you have to think through your lesson, okay? But that's also a thing that you have to do when you do children's shows, because there's always a thing that you have to think of, what if this happened, or what if this happened, what I'm going to do then? What is my reaction towards when it's not working out? Or maybe if a child did it that way and not that way. So just think through your lesson a little bit. And the other thing that I wanted to say is, if you finish with the table thing now, don't take your thing and maybe just leave it on the table or just whatever. So I'm talking to the children now again. Hold on to your little hand or feet, because later on we're going to actually in our groups just pray together and stand in faith for, you know, for those people. Maybe if you don't want to write the names and you just want to write maybe the people at my work, the people at my whatever, if you don't have to, if it's too personal for you or whatever and you don't want to share it, whatever, just don't throw it away, or just don't leave it here. Leave it on your chair or in your little file thingy that is on your, what do you call it, notes on your chair, because we're going to pray for later for that. And then also we've got a little bit of like an object lesson. that we would normally also just have there for the children, but we couldn't leave it unattended today because there's real children here today. So Charlotte is going to just assist you. So when you finish at the table, just gather around there just to see what that object lesson is all about. But she can explain to you, and then you can do it on your own. And then if you want to, from there, just break up for lunch. Lunch will be from, say, 20 past until 2 o'clock. But if we can be here all sitting at 5 to 2, that would be great. Okay, thank you. So,
So just out there, there's just two, if you like, activities. So sometimes when we've had bigger events or bigger groups of children, it's nice to do more stations, like, you know, these guys were talking about, when you have a bit more space or, you know, something. So out there is a map, and it's something I've done with the children back when we were in Grenfell, actually. And did you? Good job. It's just to encourage the children, okay, let's look at the map, think about the nations. So often they will think of a nation that they personally know or personally connected with, and just to put a sticker on the nation as they pray for it. So just to engage their mind and help them to do a physical thing to facilitate their prayer. So do that as you wish, and, you know, take a part in it, just so you can, you know, experience something that also we might do with the children. And this, there's also sheets of paper explaining this. So this one is something we saw at a training day as well. So these are vitamin C tablets, you know, the fizzy ones. And it's just, the activity is just to talk about, has somebody hurt you or upset you this week? And, you know, the importance of forgiving people. And what it encourages the children to do is take a tablet, think of the person that you need to forgive, and as you drop the tablet into the water, just forgive them and let go of any anger or hurt that you are, you know, that you're feeling towards that person. So it's just a very practical way for the children to, you know, do things that are in the Bible, but it gives them just a visual of the process of it as well, to help them understand it on a different level. So yeah, those are just out there for you guys. If you wish to do them, you're more than welcome, but also if you just wish to look at them, that's also fine, as you wish for the rest of the day. Show us. Okay, takes a while to fizz this one. Ta-da! I don't want to do too many, because then the water will go orange and it won't look so fun. Just give them a time of reflection, and yeah, there you go.